Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
If we're not obeying God, are we really Christians? Now, I'm going to tell you what Jesus says. Listen to what Jesus said. In Luke 6:46, write this down. Listen to what he said. He said, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I say?" Huh? Can someone tell me? Why do we say Lord, Lord, and then disobey him? Those are the words of the Lord. See, it's so important because the Bible reveals there's a divine connection between the fear of the Lord and those going to heaven. Again, what's the fear of the Lord? The definition of the fear of the Lord is complete submission to God's authority, complete obedience to God's holy word, the Bible. That's the fear of the Lord. There is a divine connection between the fear of the Lord in your life and whether or not you're going to heaven. Jesus asked the question, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you're disobedient? Why? See, there are many professing Christians who are deceived and will be deceived into judgment, thinking that they will or they should make heaven, although they disobeyed God's word. Jesus said in Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord and you don't do what I say? Listen to a survey. A survey stated new findings from a worldwide inventory of 2025. It's a Christian inventory. It revealed that American adults have dramatically defined the very nature and existence of God, a significant shift away from what God in the Bible says. Despite two-thirds of Americans identifying as Christians, the majority of adults now reject core biblical teachings about God's nature. They embrace instead an eclectic mix of beliefs drawn from competing worldviews. Listen to this. Self-identified Christians hold contradictory views to the Word of God. Among those commonly regarded as theologically defined as born-again Christians, individuals who say that they are on their way to heaven because they have confessed their sins and they have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. 23% of these reject core biblical beliefs about God too. Why do you call me Lord and don't do what I say, Jesus said. Now, folks, the urgency of this message is due to the soon return of Jesus Christ. Are you prepared to go to heaven? We are living in the last days. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, listen, some will turn away from the true faith. Sounds like these folks in the survey have turned away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. That's what's happening in our time. We don't know the exact time or the day when Jesus returns. We know that we're in the season because prophecy shows us that. But let me just show you what is about to happen to those who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. And folks, listen, there is no prophecy that has to occur first before the rapture of the church. It can happen at any moment now. My question is, are you ready? Are you living an obedient life? Listen to how the Bible describes the return of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout and the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. First, the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And there we will be with the Lord forever. Jesus said in Luke 12:40, be ready because the Son of Man will return when you least expect him. When you least expect him, that's when he's going to be here. And as I stated, everyone professing Christianity will not go to heaven. In Matthew 7:21, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. We cannot pick and choose the verses we want to obey and think we're going to heaven. It's the whole word of God, the entire word of God. Verse 22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons? Did we not in your name perform many miracles? And I will say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, you who disobeyed my word. Folks, it's so important for us to get this. You know, the fear of the Lord, the Bible says it's what keeps us from evil. It keeps evil away from us, and it keeps us from evil. We are commanded to live in the fear of the Lord. Philippians 2:12, it says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, listen, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out how? Through the fear of the Lord. God judged those in the Bible who did not fear him with reverence and obedience. And he's doing the same today. We may not hear about all of their names, but it's happening all around us. Folks, you cannot serve God at your convenience and think that God is accepting your service. You can't do it. This is interesting. By survey, the research discovered that when adults were asked to identify their single most important priority in their lives these days, commitment to their faith placed second. By far, the top priority listed by adults, named by half of the population, 51%, was their family. Their families were more important than God. Their families were not under God, their families were their top priority over God. It says faith was the runner-up category listed by 16% of all adults. 16%. This included a wide range set of commitments, such as connecting with God, living consistently with one's faith principles, having peace with God, being a committed church member, honoring God and growing in their faith. Only 16% of Christians say that's the most important thing to them. 16%. Listen to what Jesus says in Luke 14:26. If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. And then he made it plain. He says, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your children, your brothers, your sisters, yes, even your own life. Listen, otherwise, you're not my disciple. Ushers, lock the doors. How does it feel to listen, truly listen to what the Lord is saying to us? He's not stuttering. He's telling us If you put others before me, you're not my disciple. You're not. You're not. The other verse I read to you, it said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you disobey me? Why? Revelation 3 and 15, it says, I know all the things that you do, that you're neither hot or cold. And we've got a lot of professing Christians in that category. The Lord said, since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Folks, a good illustration. When you have some gum in your mouth and you're done chewing it because all the sweetness is gone, you might spit it out on the sidewalk. Well, none of us would do that today. Maybe when we're kids, right? But let me ask you a question. Would you pick that gum back up and put it back in your mouth if it fell into some dirt? How many of you would do that? It's an illustration of Christ and what he's saying to us. He says, if you're only hot or cold, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. It doesn't mean he's going to pick you up, clean you off, and put you back in. Once you are spat out, you are out. He will not pick you up and put you back in. So he says, repent. Change your ways immediately.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Psalm 19 and 13 is what I've been talking about, presumptuous sins. David wrote, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Presumptuous sins are sins of pride, disrespect, disobedience to God that expects to be forgotten. How foolish. How foolish. Yet I have read two other verses to you where people are confused and thinking that God is accepting their mess. Folks, listen, the fear of the Lord is what God wants each of us to walk in our lives. Why? Because it transforms our lives and it helps us to be the new creation that God actually determined for us to be. When you put God first, when you obey him, when you love him, when he's your top priority, it changes everything in your life. He becomes the center of your life. And that's what God meant for this relationship to be with him. But why? Is it just to control you? No, it's to bless you and to give you power to defeat the devil. Come on, lift one hand and say, Lord, I need the fear of the Lord to defeat the devil today. We do. Now, I'm going to close with this. I want to give you 12 rewards for possessing the fear of the Lord. 12 rewards for reverencing the Lord. See, you've got to understand that everything that God wants you to do for him has a reward. It's a blessing. The devil tells you, God just wants to control your life. He told Eve, hey, God doesn't want you to become like him. Actually, they were made in God's image. Huh? The devil is lying to you. When he tries to get you to sin, he wants to show you that God is not fair. That this is something you need to do. You need to disobey God. He's a liar, the Bible says. But I want to tell you today that God rewards every person who operates in the fear of the Lord and reverences him. Let me give you 12 blessings and I'm going to quit. Number one, abundant blessing. This is Psalm 31 in verse 19. Write that down. Psalm 31 and 19 says, your goodness is so great. You have stored up great blessings for those who fear you. Let me give you number two, long life and wisdom when you fear the Lord. Long life and wisdom. Proverbs 9, 10, and 11. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, for your days will be multiplied and years of life will be added to you. I like that. Years of life will be added to you when you operate in the fear of the Lord. Number three, God will give you provision for everything that you need, provision for all that you need. I'm talking about the rewards of the fear of the Lord. Psalm 34 and 9, it says, let the Lord's people show him reverence, for those who honor him will have all they need. Number four, healing for your body. Anybody need healing for your body? Fear the Lord. Proverbs 3 and 7 and 8, it says, fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Psalm 3, verse 7 and 8. Number 5, the fear of the Lord will give you divine direction. Psalm 25 and 12. It says, who then is that person that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. Divine direction when you fear the Lord. Number six, it will keep evil from your doorstep when you fear the Lord. Proverbs 19:23b, it says, the fear of the Lord leads to life. That person will not be visited with evil. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and that person will not be visited with evil. Number seven, deliverance from your enemies will happen when you operate in the fear of the Lord. Deliverance from your enemies. 2 Kings 17 and 39, it says, fear the Lord your God, and he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. Aren't these beautiful rewards that God promises to give us when we fear him? Number eight, angelic protection. Angelic protection. Psalm 34 and 7. For the angel of the Lord, listen, guards all who fear him and he rescues them. Not only does he guard us, he rescues us. Hallelujah. Number nine, blessings upon your children and your children's children. Your fear of the Lord actually not only blesses you, but blesses your children and your children's children. Your fear. Come on, say, my fear of the Lord will bless my children and my children's children. That's found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, 29. It says, oh, that they would always have a heart like this, that they might fear me and obey all my commandments. If they do this, they and their descendants, listen, will prosper forever. Can we give God some praise? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Number 10, God will fulfill your desires. When you have you're submitting to God, but God will fulfill your desires when you submit to him. Psalm 135, my brother, you're going to have me shouting up here in just a minute. I'm feeling Holy Ghost. Psalm 145 and 7, don't stop, keep on. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. Do you need something from God? Reverence him, love him, respect him, because he fulfills the desires of all those who fear him. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Number 11, he will give you complete satisfaction. When you fear the Lord, you will have complete satisfaction in life. Some people are singing that song, can't get no satisfaction. It's because you don't fear the Lord. You got to fear the Lord to have complete satisfaction. Proverbs 19 and 23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. Let me give you number 12. You will receive promotion and wealth. When you fear the Lord, God will promote you. God will honor you. God will extend your life. He will give you wealth. Proverbs 22 and 4, it says, humility and the fear of the Lord will bring you wealth, honor, and life. Folks, the fear of the Lord is for your blessing. It's for your favor, for your protection, for your provision, for your promotion, and so much more. That's why God wants you to fear him. Now, some people need to repent. You need to say, Lord, I haven't been fearing you as I should. Many Christians serve God at their convenience. They need to repent. It could be you. But I want to let you know, every person who fears the Lord, you will receive 12 rewards from God. And you just took them down. I'm going to read them real quick. Abundant blessing, long life and wisdom, provision for all you need, healing for your body, divine direction. It will keep evil from your doorstep, deliverance from your enemies, angelic protection, blessings upon you and your children's children. God will fulfill all your desires. He will give you complete satisfaction, and you will receive promotion and wealth.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of God Will Rapture and Reward Those Who Reverence Him. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve Hill, and I want to thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. It is my sincere prayer that you will experience God's love, forgiveness, and healing. You can receive this by repeating this prayer, so join me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Change me into a new creation. Thank you for saving me and changing my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, then you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And know this, that God loves you so much. And whatever you need, Just call on Him, and He'll answer your prayer. God bless you, and keep on listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.